Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 11th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And part two at 3:30 today, we are going to welcome in John and Christina of the Wisconsin Rapids Red Hawks Baseball Club. Big thank you to Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, Visitors Bureau. We appreciate them setting that up. Right now in studio, we have some members from Love, Inc. We're going to talk a little bit about the Junk Electronics Drop-Off event coming up, along with the thrift store. First up, we have Pastor Eric Hambrook with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, I should say. But I'm getting used to it.
That's all right. We'll play along. It's radio.
Yes, well done. Thank you very much for being here, sir. Appreciate the time. And our good friend Jan Fisher is here. Jan, good to see you again.
Thank you for inviting us in.
Thanks for being here. I'd like to start out thanking both of you for the work that Love, Inc. does in our community. Greatly appreciate it. It's so felt, and this community has felt the presence of Love, Inc. since they've really started in this area. And we're going to get more into that with Jan and the thrift store a little bit, but event coming up this weekend that I don't know if this is the first one or if it's one of many, but it's a great idea. And it really speaks to me a lot of what Love, Inc. is up to. So I want to get into that, too. But I can't miss this opportunity, sir. You are new to Love, Inc. You are new to our community, possibly. Let's find out a little bit about you, Pastor, if you don't mind.
I'm not really new to the community. I live over in Washera County.
Okay.
So I'm from Hancock.
Right on.
So it's a nice drive to get over here. Good time to clear my mind before I get into work.
Sure.
So it's a good 40 minutes
just
to get in. But, I'm nearby.
Excellent.
New to the executive director position here at Love, Inc., and it's been a blast so far.
Yeah.
I get to work with people like Jan, and you're supposed to snicker at that point. The whole staff and so forth that we have over there has been great. They've been very warming, helping me get into the position. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how much
experience.
That you bring into something. Every time you start something new, there's always help in the transitioning that you need. Staff has been great with that. So I would start rattling off names, but I'll forget somebody and then I'll offend somebody. So
smart.
We don't want to do that.
This man's done this before. He knows what he's doing.
Yes.
That's really helpful.
Yeah.
What brought you to Love, Inc.? What made you want to take this position?
Exactly that. My whole past, all my experiences put together, actually, when I looked at the listing for the job, was my past. Is all the different kinds of stuff that I have done and have quite a bit of experience in. And as I am Pastor Eric, a lot of the position is like pastoring.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very close to doing the same thing. So as being a pastor, you're an executive director of your church. You deal with fundraising. You deal with ministry. You deal with volunteers. It's all the same thing. And I am still currently pastoring. I'm doing a church plant. We hope to get into the Portage County area, but we're still renting locations and finding ourselves and doing that kind of thing. But it's the skill set.
You mentioned a church plant. For those that may not know what that is, what is that specifically?
A church plant is starting a new church, planting it. And so hence that's why it's given the name. And so we are starting a brand new church and hoping to get into, we got our eye on a piece of property we would really like to get a hold of and develop. But we'll just have to wait and see how things work out with that.
Yeah.
But we're praying hard about it, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got a connection. So that helps. I had to make that joke.
Thank you. It was a good one. It was there.
When it comes to the Junk Electronics Drop-Off coming up Saturday, August 19th, this is taking place at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in their parking lot. And a big thank you to them for hosting this
event.
They do a nice job with hosting many events in our community. It's at 160 A Street in Wisconsin Rapids. It'll go from 9 to 1. Should people know right away about this event as far as items and that goes?
Okay. First off, I want to put out there that it is a fundraiser for Love, Inc., and the way that we raise funds is based on the poundage. So the more that we take in, the better the fundraiser goes. So please, folks, share it around. What we're looking for, there's actually a couple of different things that we can take. Number one, it's electronics. The particular company that's doing this, I actually worked for them, and I knew that there's not that this is void in this area. Mm-hmm. I was a compliance officer there for 3 years.
Okay.
And so I asked if they could come up into the area. They are registered with DNR to do this kind of recycling. Mm. So they're certified for e-recycling for it. And so they have grants that is provided by DNR in order to pick this stuff up. That's the only way that they're able to do it for free because somebody else is paying for it. Most people would probably recognize that it's like, well, nobody else can do this for free. It costs. Mm-hmm. And that's absolutely true. If you were to drop it off at their location in Brookfield, they would have to charge you for it. Mm-hmm. But because of the special circumstances, they have a grant from DNR. So anything that has a digital plate in it, so we're talking about computers, telephone or cell phones, we're talking about printers, copiers, anything that has that digital board mm-hmm. in it, you can drop it off. Anything. So there may be things I'm not thinking about, but you take a look at it and you go, oh, well, there's a digital board in this. Yep, mm-hmm. we would take it. As a very bad example, your recording board right here.
It has
a digital board in it. So we would take something like that. But also, this company started by doing batteries. They will take any battery that you have, car battery, lithium battery. They're certified to take lithium batteries, special certification in order to do that because lithium batteries causes fires. So we're certified to take that. So any kind of batteries for your cordless drill, saws, those type of lithium batteries, NiCad batteries, alkaline batteries. There are batteries that they take that people don't even know exist. Mm-hmm. Anything in a bad form of a battery, they will take it and recycle it for you. Mm. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Yes, one other thing, I want to be careful here, but to make sure if it has an electric motor in it, mm-hmm. so fans, some car parts that are wired as electric motors, mm-hmm. alternators, things like that, they will take those kinds of items. But if it's a gas motor, no.
Okay.
Okay, nothing with a gas motor, nothing with refrigerant in it, so don't bring refrigerators, air conditioners. Mm-hmm. We'll take microwaves, though.
Okay.
So, but microwaves have digital boards in them.
Right, gotcha. Okay.
So we will take microwaves. So hopefully that helps our listeners out to know, and they might get a little confused. So what I like to break it down to is to say if it's got a digital board or if it has a battery, we'll take it.
I see here, if you have questions, you can call Ray. If you have questions about some of this, is that the number to direct people to?
Yes, I would direct it to Ray. He will know how Ray works for EED or, let's see, the name of the company I work for him now. So Elite Energy Distribution is the name of the company out of Brookfield. But Ray is the head of sales down there, and he's the guy that's setting this up.
If you're uncertain about an item, maybe a good idea to give Ray a call before bringing it down there and having to bring it right back because they can't take it.
Absolutely. Or they can call Love Inc. and help me, Jan, with that phone number. I'm so new, I don't have it memorized.
That's understandable. Yeah, that happens.
715-424-5683.
Oh, you're good, Jan. I got it right in front of you. Nicely done. Jan, I could have cheated. I had it in front of me. You didn't even have it in front of you. Nice work, Jan. Nice. We'll get that number out there again before we wrap up. But nicely done.
All right. Or they can call us at Love Inc. So there's the number.
Yeah. If I can piggyback off of what you said there, sir, just looking at this list, I see flat screen TVs as well, along with tube TVs. And yeah, I just wanted an excuse to say tube TVs. So we don't get a chance to talk about those anymore. But those are great. Servers, fax machines, household batteries, that sort of thing. One of the things that first popped in my head when I saw the flyer for this around town was laptops. So many people have laptops that are broken, they have no use for, but that's not something you could just throw in the trash. You have to be careful with those.
And actually, every one of these items are non-landfill items.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're almost all chargeable items that are taken here. And the ones that help people out the most are the TV items that we're finding out. if you were to take a TV in, I did this many times in Brookfield. That's where the company's main warehouse is. Somebody would come in, have 16, 20 TVs, and they're not on the DNR program, so we have to charge for them. The other fellows around here will tell you the same thing. And that's the reason why there are no drop-off centers, and there is a stockpile through all of central Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
There are no drop-off centers, and it has to be handled in a specific way. They can't be left out in the weather, so therefore you need a warehouse. That starts running into a big expense.
Yeah.
But yes, we'll take any type of TV, and we will take them for free.
We're also looking for video game systems. That is another one that people certainly can have piling up in their house and everything. I'm not saying that because that's happened in mine at all.
Oh, not at all? You haven't gone PS1, PS2?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then what do you do with it? Oh, it sits over there.
Yeah, I mean, especially once your kids don't want to play it anymore. You know, they grow up and they don't want it anymore.
They're so old and outdated.
Exactly, yeah. A great place to do that. And the other thing, and I certainly don't want this to get lost on the audience, you do this in Love, Inc. and this great company EED helping us out by getting these items out of our house, and we get to help you at the same time.
Yes.
As you mentioned, all of this is going towards a fundraising.
Yes, it works by the poundage. So if people kind of want to know, everybody keeps asking, they're like, well, how are they able to do it? They sell, basically it's like being a part of commodities.
Mm-hmm.
So when they get the items, they take it in by weight and they look at the different markets at where they can sell them to the different recyclers. There's a couple of recyclers that are actually for digital boards and so forth that are actually here in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take that back. There's one recycler for digital boards that is here in the state over in La Crosse. So we sell directly to them. They want our digital boards, but it works by what does the market do.
Mm-hmm.
We also take care of metals and plastics. That's by the market. So everything gets broken down and sold by the weight. I was trying to think of the other ones. TVs are what is on grant by the DNR.
Okay.
So that is kind of a break-even proposition for this company. And then the other things that come in, I'm just trying to think, copper wire, we strip the wiring out of things
and we
go for the copper. Well, then we take those to the metals and go, what are those metals going for?
Mm.
And so we get it as it is on the market at that time.
Mm.
And then they share that profit with us.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for the kind of behind the curtain. I think it's we understand that there's certainly a profit that can be made. I love hearing the details, though. I don't think we had that normally when we do events like this. And speaking of events like this, real quick, I do want to mention again the vehicle batteries, because along with electronics, I don't think we put that together very often, but the accepting vehicle batteries, I know I got at least one friend out there that's going to take advantage of this. I'm sure there is more.
I have three that have between 40 and 60 batteries by themselves.
They
do a lot with vehicles. They don't want to have to pay for the battery, and so over the last 5 to 8 years, they've just taken the battery, set it out, and they happen to have a big barn, and there's 40, 50 batteries sitting there on a pallet in the corner of their barn.
Yeah, it doesn't take long for that to pile up and
everything. No, it doesn't take long at all. And for that one, I'll just say this company, when we go to deal with batteries, they're international there.
Mm.
We recycle those batteries overseas.
Hmm.
So the company does a nice job.
Yeah.
And what I can still remember, I mean, this was part of our effort when folks want to talk about being green and so forth. That is a big deal for this company.
Mm-hmm.
Their goal is zero landfill.
Wow.
With everything that they touch and take it.
Yes, yeah.
Zero landfill. So making sure that everything is getting to a recycler that will take it back and bring it into a natural process, either reusable or to send somewhere else to be able to do something with.
It's a great company. I know a little bit about them. I'm going to do a lot more digging because it's a great company. And I really appreciate having you here, sir, to be able to kind of not only give us details of this, but to talk about the event. We have so many great nonprofits in our area. And in my position, I'm spoiled. I get to talk about these and hear about them all the time. But nobody does events like churches. Nobody does. And
it's true.
This is such a great example of it. Here's a great way of opportunity to help out Love, Inc. while also helping out the community. It's the definition of win-win.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a great seeing the need coming from with your background and everything and seeing the need for that. Is that where the idea came from of combining these worlds?
Absolutely. Before I even took the position at at Love, Inc., I knew that Central Wisconsin did not have drop-off centers. Mm-hmm. It's totally void. Yeah. I was really looking into it. I didn't know I was going to be employed here. Mm-hmm. And so what I was doing was just trying to help out the company to get up into Central Wisconsin. So we started back in February talking about these drop-off sites and where we could possibly go. And I went into the sales guy. He and I were teaming up on it. And since I was compliance, I work with the DNR grant side trying to collect these things. And then he's working in sales. What can we do as a company? And we're sitting down one day, and I just took a pin over Central Wisconsin, drew a circle. DNR had lined out where all the drop-off centers are, and there were no dots.
Wow.
For about an 80 to 120-mile radius starting from Stevens Point out. And there just aren't any in all of Wisconsin to be able to take these things. And I said, that's getting up into my area. I already live here. I said, I will help you out if you want to do a couple of events up there. Lo and behold, a month and a half later, I'm changing jobs and I'm going to be there. And I said, you know what? Would you guys come up and we do them for fundraisers all over. I said, would you guys come up and do a fundraiser for us? Mm. And my boss, a good Christian man, David Strange is his name, the owner of EED. And he's like, yep, we're on it. I mean, he didn't bat an eye twice, you know, and wants to be up here and working in the area.
I can't help myself, and maybe it's my mother in my ear, but I think of the Jewish proverb, there are no coincidences.
The
Great Junk Off Electronics Drop-Off event is happening Saturday, August 19th at Emmanuel Lutheran Church parking lot at 160 East Street in Wisconsin Rapids from 9 to 1. Hopefully you have more of these events. As you have touched on, sir, our area could use this.
Got some other things in the back of our mind, but this particular one, we also want to be mindful of other recyclers in the area and not wanting to step on their toes. This is primarily because of the drop-off and non-collecting of certain items in the area just to get them collected. But we don't want to interfere with their business. So we're not going to do it frequently, but just working on it.
It is nice not only to have the event, but also to bring awareness to that without the drop-off locations. I think that's something we're only getting more and more tech-heavy as we go forward here in time. It'll be interesting to see how that develops. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate the time. We'll talk more before we wrap up, but I got to talk to Jan. I've had her sitting here, and Jan, thank you so much for being here today. Do you mind if we switch gears just a little bit and talk a little about the thrift store?
Sure, and what I'd like to do is make a quick connection, if I may.
Please, yeah, please.
I saw out in social media there were a couple posts where people said they heard they could drop their electronics off at the thrift store, and we just don't have room to take them and store them for them. So they will have to go to the event at Emmanuel on the 19th.
There's not much worse than bringing something somewhere and having to bring it right back.
I know.
dot your I's, cross your T's before you're putting this stuff in the vehicle and dragging it out and everything, everybody. And especially with the amount of things you guys already have on your plate over there. Real quick, for those that don't know, the thrift store, if I have this right, Jan, is mainly run by volunteers. Or a lot of volunteers.
Volunteers.
It is completely. Mm-hmm. So, don't give them more work. I mean, these are volunteers, people. They'll be bringing your refrigerator down there or something.
Thank you, But
what can you take to the thrift store?
We take many of the normal things you would expect, of course, clothing items, housewares. We are taking furniture, but I do ask that they give us a call, and our number is 715-315-4689. I did have to write that down.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
And make an appointment, and just so we have enough people in the store that can go over. We have a storage facility very close to us, and we can take the furniture in there.
For people that don't know much about this, the store, can we tell them the location, the hours, some of the details of it?
Absolutely. We're on the corner of the expressway and Chase Street. And we're in the other side of the Akron Automotive Building. Right now, we're only there from Wednesday to Saturday because, again, we're staffed by volunteers. It takes a lot of them, and we're there from 10 to 5, except Saturday. We all leave at 3.
Good, good. good on you. Good on you. It's a weekend. It's a Saturday.
There you go.
I know that you guys would like to be open longer, and we hope that you are able to one day, but I think that it's marvelous that you're open as much as you – I think you're open quite a bit, actually, for given how this the shop is run and stuff. Mm-hmm. I give you a lot of credit to you and the team over there able to do that. That's pretty cool.
Appreciate that.
And I know you may know this just as well as I've learned, Jan, but I am not I mean, look at how I'm dressed, especially compared to the past you're here. This man looks like 10s for 10. I'm coming in sloppily dressed, it looks seems like. I don't know fashion, but one thing that I have known from younger people and talking to my students and everything, thrift stores are in now. Like, this is where a lot of people get their gear, get their clothes nowadays. That's the fashion. That's like one of the trends is going to thrift stores and finding clothing, and that's mm-hmm. what you're wearing. Their first day of school, that kind of thing, which is kind of cool, just as a side note. I think that's awesome that that's a trend. But this is another great opportunity for the thrift store and places like it to be able to resell some of these items while also putting back into the community.
Well, that's for sure. And when I see something on the counters, I'm checking someone out. Quite often I have to ask the question. And I had a teenage girl in who bought 4 very large men's sweaters. And I said, so who are you shopping for today? She was with her mother, and she said, she wears those. So that's the new thing. Yeah. They wear them as a dress with leggings underneath. And that was new for me.
Yeah, me too. But more power to them. You know, more power to them. But, especially because these items that you purchase from there, again, goes right, 100% goes right back into Love, Inc. and goes into what they do for our community.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And so as you know, and maybe not all the listeners do, we partner with 19 churches. Emmanuel is one of those who is so generously giving us their area for the electronics drive. Mm-hmm. And those churches come together to meet the needs of those in our community.
Yeah. And you know, our one of the things that I appreciate and love so much about this, especially in this area and with our churches, these great people, these churches, they don't ask you, well, what denomination are you before we help you? Nope. Mm-hmm. No. Are you a human being? Do you need help? We're here. Like, that is beautiful to me. Coming from my background and everything, I cannot champion that enough. I think that is so cool. And Love, Inc. is a real essence of that, it really brings that together quite literally. If people are interested in dropping off items at the thrift store, what kind of items can they drop off and how, you know, the condition of those?
Okay. The community has been so generous. I can't thank everyone enough. There's been so many wonderful things donated to us. So now, because of that, we're at the point that we're offering, as one of my fellow volunteers says, the best of the best. So we ask for things that are clean and in working order. You know, things like books, home decor. One lady is moving. She's bringing all her plants in. We'll have a plant sale one of these days.
Nice. So very cool. Very cool.
We want to get creative and work with our donors as well, because I feel like we have 3 groups that we're serving. We're serving the community by giving them the best of the best at very fair prices. We're serving our donors by being a place, and we're serving our volunteers by giving them a place.
Yeah, well said, Jen. Yeah. One more time, the hours and the location of the thrift store.
Okay, we are on the corner of the Riverview Expressway and Chase Street. We're there Wednesday through Friday from 10 to 5, Saturday from 10 to 3. And if I may mention, our Facebook page is Love It Again.
Jan, one more thing. If people are interested in helping out volunteer-wise, maybe even being a part of things over there, can they do that? And who do they contact?
They can contact me. I'm at the store most days. And if I'm not there, whoever's there will give them an application, and we'll get together and talk about where they want to serve.
Excellent. Thank you, Jan. Appreciate the time. And Sir Eric, if people are we looking for volunteers for the junk electronics drop-off? Do we still need some hands on deck for that?
Am I glad you asked? Yeah, Love Inc. runs on volunteers for everything. Mm-hmm. Love It Again, the thrift store, runs on volunteers mm-hmm. for everything. We will always say, oh, do you want to help us out and volunteer? Mm-hmm. Come on in. We'll accept the help. We really do need some healthy backs for August 19th, mm-hmm. what we're going to do there. Because the faster that we can unload the cars as people bring things in, the more poundage we get. And as I said, we make money by the poundage. And so we want to be able to get through that and unload cars as quickly as possible. For the volunteers that are there, we can offer them this. A thank you, a sincere thank you. We'll feed you a brat and have some water and Gatorade. So we'll take care of you that way, too.
Yeah, good enough for me. Especially how many of us have helped a friend move and they say they're going to get pizza and they never do. You guys come through, though. That's good enough reason
for me. We will have it there.
Encourage you to reach out to Love Inc. if you're interested in volunteering, if you're interested in finding out more or being a part of things. You can reach them at 424-5683. That's 424-5683. Also encourage you to bookmark their webpage, loveincswc.org, loveincswc.org. And the Junk Electronic Drop-Off, Saturday, August 19th at Emmanuel Lutheran Church parking lot here in Wisconsin Rapids from 9 to 1. Have a great event and come back real soon, you guys. It's good to talk with you.
As often as you invite us, I will be back.
Thank
Looking
you
forward
much.
To it. Thank you both. Well, more Midday Magazine coming up right here at WFHR.